And on the line now, I have Eddie Murphy. Good afternoon, Eddie.
Good afternoon to you. How are things?
Very good. Now, Eddie, you're with the Save Clondalkin Convent campaign, and it was launched yesterday.
That's great.
Now, we'll talk about the convent in a little while, but how did this come about?
Well, basically what happened was there was a planning application put in for a 155-bedroom nursing home. And that's where it all came to light.
Yeah, this is I'd imagine it's going to be a high building. And tell the listeners that we're all over the north side here. Most of our listeners are. So tell the listeners about this, the convent.
Well, the convent and the church they're basically one building. They're side by side and interlinked. And they were built by the parish in 1857, and the nuns arrived in December 1857 to undertake the education of the children of Clondalkin at the time. And three of them duly arrived and have been with us, the presentation sisters have been with us ever since in the village. And it sort of came as a bit of a shock to most of us that this application was put in, because it's a four-story nursing home built by a commercial enterprise that's basically going to obscure the view of the church and the convent in Clondalkin, the last historic, or one of the last historic buildings in Clondalkin village.
Yeah, now there's a nursing home being built down the road from us here in near FM, but it's in it's not going to overlook anything. It's beside a school and a hospital. But is this a built up area where this building is going up?
It's right bang in the middle of the Clondalkin village. That's not the issue. I mean, the issue is the scale of it.
Yeah.
And where it's situated. I mean, there's at the moment there's a nursing home being built, a 200 bed nursing home being built in Clondalkin village beside the library, and within a sort of 150 metres of this proposed site there's planning permission for another 70 bedroom nursing home already being granted, so it's not that we're against the nursing home per se.
Yeah,
it's the location of it is the problem.
Yeah, and it's, as you say, it's going to overlook an historical building.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to obliterate the view of the convent and most of the church, because it's four stories high, and the convent is only three stories high anyway. So, you know, it's going to be hidden behind it. And at the moment, I mean, we get quite a lot of tourists, Germans and French in particular, with the local hotels and Camac Valley Camping Park. And, you know, every day you see tourists up to taking photographs of the church and all that. And now that's all going to be lost, you know. But as I say, the problem is where it is and the scale of it, as opposed to the nursing home per se, you know. Because like the nursing home you're talking about over the north side there, I mean, there's four or five schools within a couple of 100 metres of this proposed building, you know. And yeah, at the moment, the churchyard is used by parents to drop off and collect children from all the schools, you know.
Right, so on Bord Pleanála gave the go-ahead for this.
No. South Dublin County Council gave the go-ahead.
Okay.
At the moment, it's been appealed to on Bord Pleanála. We've engaged a planning company too, and they have submitted an objection on our behalf.
Right, so now, who is going to talk to? You have to talk to the nuns, the sisters?
Well, we've written to the nuns, and we asked them to talk to us and you know, see if we can come to some sort of an arrangement to suit their needs and not ruin the convent. But we haven't heard back from them as of yet, anyway.
How long ago was it that you contacted them?
Well, we sent a letter last week to them, you know. Yeah. But I mean, the local nuns are very, very, very much aware that, you know, there's anger in the village over it, you know. But unfortunately, it's not their choice. It's the head office, if you like, are doing all this. They've little or no say in it, the local nuns, you know. Now, you know, we understand that the convent itself may not be fit for purpose for the nuns, because they're quite elderly. There's very few young nuns around. And the convent may not be fit for purpose, but I mean, what they're trying to do is going to rip the heart out of the village yet again. Like, you know, we've lost most of the historic buildings around the village, and this would, you know, it'd be a crying shame to lose this one as well.
Yeah, and I used to work out near Clondalkin and there, and it's a very old, well, not very old, but it's a well-established area.
Oh, well, I mean, the village itself is very old. The village itself goes way back, like, you know, I mean, the Round Tower and all that, you know.
Yeah.
But, access is a huge issue, because obviously the roads were never designed for the amount of traffic that's on them now, which is another issue, you know. This is, you know, going to choke up the village yet again, and with parking and everything else, and as usual, the council, in their wisdom, you know, don't want to have car parking spaces because they say it encourages cars, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going out. But, like, there's 42 car parking spaces, but there's 142 staff. And but there are 60 bicycle stands, you know,
yeah,
for a nursing home. You know, you'd really need that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Right. Oh, God, the powers that be, you know, sometimes, you know.
But, I mean, and the other thing about it is that there's a colony of swifts in the cloisters and in the convent, and there's certainly bats in and around it, although the council say they're not roosting there, but they seem to be there fairly frequently if they're not roosting there. And, you know, swifts are an endangered species as well, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean,
this seems to be another one of those things where people haven't actually sat down and talked with other people or thought things through.
No, there's been no consultation with the community. Apparently, there was a meeting held a year or more ago, which was attended by invited guests only, who were told that the nuns were going to do something, but nothing of this scale.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, the part of this development is that the convent is going to be refurbished for the staff to use as living quarters. So, you know, obviously, that in that case, there won't be local staff, because the local staff wouldn't need accommodation, like, you know.
Okay, and just looking here, you have great... it's a coalition of residents' associations and community groups, so there's great support there.
It's community wide, like, you know. It's I mean, all this came to light I think it was the June bank holiday weekend, when the council were looking for more information from the developer, and there was a meeting called within 48 hours, and of course it was on a bank holiday Monday, because the council looked for this extra information and gave people a week to you know, make submissions or whatever, and of course it was over the bank holiday weekend, so that everything, you know, became, we weren't given much of a chance to interfere. I mean, there when the initial planning permission was went in, there was, I think it was 50 objections initially, which surprised the council, apparently. And then by the time they looked for the exhibition, there was over 70. You know, but I mean, there was 70 people turned up at a very quickly arranged meeting when this first came to light over on a bank holiday Monday, you know. So that sort of gives you an indication of the feeling about it, you know.
Are you optimistic about the outcome of this?
You know, well, it's hard to know, because, you know, on Borland and all, they're lawns to themselves, you know. I mean, they refused planning permission for co-living in Tala, and yet they gave it to the Neary, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to know, because you're dealing with people who have no attachment to Clondalkin. Same as the planners and the county council, you know, the some of them are locals, and, you know, understand all they're concerned about is contravene the county plan. That's their remit, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, because the nursing home, I suppose they could say that it is it's within the county plan, but I mean, there's no, it's not taken into account where it's going, or the effect it's going to have on the village, you know. I mean, at the moment, trying to get up and down Llanogham Village. I mean, this is going to be right beside the church as well. You know, I mean, if there's a funeral at the church or a wedding or anything like that, you can't get in and out of the village anyway.
Yeah, so this is going to create traffic.
This is certainly not going to help, you know.
Yeah. It'll create more traffic with people visiting and etc.
But not only people visiting, I mean, like, everything will have to be delivered, obviously, in a nursing home, you know. With trucks going in with food, I mean, they're not going to be small vans going in delivering food and such to a nursing home, you know, for 155. Now, with the 155 bedrooms, you can double that because there's very few people get single bedrooms in a nursing home.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're looking at maybe 300 people, you know, plus staff have everything brought in, provided for them.
And this is the third.
This will be the third. Well, no, but there are existing nursing homes in Llanogham. There's one being built at the moment. There's planning permission granted for another one, and then there's this one that they're trying to build as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a word against nursing homes.
Oh, yeah, no, I know what you mean.
You know, we have them,
yeah.
You know. It's just the scale of it. I mean, it's the situation of it and the scale of it. It just doesn't make sense, you know.
So what's the next move, Eddie? Are you just going to wait now for people to contact you?
Well, at the moment, yesterday's launch was number one to get public awareness, because a lot of people, even in Llanogham, are not aware of this.
Yeah.
They're trying to do this. So to do that, and then, of course, August is a very bad time of year for people on holidays and that. So really, September now, we hope to have a public meeting. We're spending the next couple of weeks getting word out there and see, because the rumour has it that more than not it'll be October before they look at it, you know.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that maybe we can talk to the nuns and sense will prevail and we can go back to the drawing board, you know. But, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
Unfortunately, you know, once there's a commercial enterprise involved, you know, I mean, they want their pound of flesh, you know.
Right, so if there's people want to show their support for the campaign, is there any way, is there a website or anything?
Well, we're setting up a Facebook page at the moment. We're in the process of, which would be Save Llanogham Convent. We'll have an email address attached to that, and we'll let people know about what's happening and what's going on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the background by the if you like, the kernel of the not a committee per se, but an ad hoc committee, you know, in the background keeping things moving. But we'll try and get it out through social media, I suppose, the only way to go nowadays.
Yeah, it is.
You know, possibly leaflet drops around the village as well, you know.
Okay, Eddie, listen, we'll keep an eye on this, and good luck with your campaign, and maybe we'll talk again.
Anytime. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Listen, thank you very much, Eddie, for taking the call.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Right, there you go. It's happening all over the place. Buildings going up and residents' associations, etc., objecting, and we'll keep an eye on that and see what happens. Okay, this is...